Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. A lot of stuff going on. Make no mistake about it. A lot of us are looking at Labor Day and trying to figure out what we may or may not do. There used to be a lot of trips planned for this time. I think most of us are going to be a little bit closer to home. And I do believe that many of us remember the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon. I guess you have to be of a certain age, but if you are of a certain age, you remember every Labor Day there was this telethon. And I'm telling you, all of America was tuned in at some point for part of that show. Well, there's something coming up. It's not quite the Labor Day telethon, but it has a feel to it that, for me, is a little reminiscent of the Labor Day telethon. It's all to help support my friends at the Friendship Circle, an amazing organization, wonderful organization that truly does great work in our community. Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement is the executive director of the Friendship Circle, a friend, and I'm happy to say she's here this afternoon. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Jeff.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to hear your voice. I want you to tell everybody about what the Friendship Circle's got planned.
That is awesome. Well, we have a really exciting... So I don't remember the telethon, by the way, but that said...
Wait a minute. All right, fine. I was already feeling old and decrepit and... All right. Boy, I look to you for some...
I've heard of it, so how about that?
All right.
Well, we have something really exciting going on, and you're right, it is reminiscent of that. So I direct Friendship Circle of Virginia, and Friendship Circle, we pair... kids and young adults with disabilities together with typically developing teenagers and young adults from the community for friendship and fun. There's lots of great organizations doing so many good things in the teen space and in the disability community space, and we do our best to bridge the community and bring them together. And really, it's all about fun and connections. And as we all know, nowadays especially, friendship is one of those things that we are so reliant on and one that we're really missing, right? We just mentioned Labor Day. We're not hanging out, not necessarily having barbecues with friends, and we miss that. And so we've been working on creating and building friendships throughout Virginia for the past 9 years. And right now, our mission is more important than ever. And on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, September 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we are actually doing a live stream event with celebrities like Jamie Foxx and Michael Strahan is going to be hosting, and Alonzo Mourning and Cody Lee from America's Got Talent, a gentleman with autism. And we have many more surprise guest stars, and it's going to be really exciting. And they're all coming together for that two-hour event that is going to be live streamed. Anyone can tune in, and they're all coming together to talk about friendship and inclusion. And so it's really exciting to hear by people really get behind this and say, oh my gosh, this is so important right now. And we're just so excited to be able to launch this to the community. And it's coming together with Friendship Circle is actually hosting a 36-hour campaign to help us fundraise and continue doing all the work that we're doing in the community. We've been having literally over 100 friends meeting virtually every week since this pandemic started online, and it's been just incredible. We've actually grown, which is really more amazing than anything. And this is really important, so we're excited to be talking about it and hosting it.
Well, it is a very, very, very exciting opportunity, not just the show, but as you point out, this 36-hour effort to really reach out and get people involved. It's a difficult time for any charity, any community organization, is it not?
It is. You know, what's really interesting is that in May, we had our two really big fundraisers for the year, and our fundraisers are ones that everybody gets to come out and participate. We don't usually do straight fundraising. We like to bring everyone together. And they all got canceled. So we were supposed to do the first ever Inclusion Day at the Diamond with the squirrels and have it accessible for the disability community. That was happening in May. And then we had our big bowl-a-thon that was happening in May. And, of course, both of those events got canceled. And we were hoping to actually help fundraise for our entire annual budget. And so, yes, this is a hard time, and we have not felt it, you know, appropriate to come out and ask anyone to help us out. We know everyone is struggling. And yet, again, we've really found that people really need what we're offering. People really need to build those connections, maintain their friendships. And we're also working towards mental health. That's also so important now, and really supporting our families, the parents, the teenagers. People just need that human connection. And so we know that this is important work, and we know that every dollar matters, and every dollar these days is a gift. And so we're hoping that we can really bring everyone out to rally and hopefully get us through the upcoming year and make our families continue to be connected. So we're excited about it, and we would love your help.
Yeah, well, I think there are many of us who are very, very excited about it. I want you to give everybody the website and also talk about some of these teams that have been put together to help raise the money.
So we are doing a crowdsourcing fundraising campaign, and it's actually a matching campaign, which means that we had our goal set at actually $50,000, the first time we're ever doing it. And we exceeded that goal even before we went live. So for us, this is so exciting. And we have matching donors who are going to match every dollar donated during our 36-hour campaign starting this coming Sunday. Every dollar is going to be doubled. So if you give us $5 through the website, it goes up to $10. And it will really, really help us throughout this entire year. So you can find it on sayfriendship.org/FCVA, like Friendship Circle Virginia. So that's sayfriendship.org/FCVA. And we are going to launch Sunday. It's going to go live. People can get on there now and pre-donate. And then on Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on that same website, sayfriendship.org/FCVA is going to be the live stream that you guys all get to tune into. And it is not going to be replayed. It is a one-time deal with celebrities that can only appear that one time. So tune in. It'll be awesome.
Now, you know, this is an interesting thing. You I don't think you meant to remind me of how old I was, Sarah, but, you know, back in the olden days, you had to be in front of the television set at a certain time on a certain day, and we really are doing that again, aren't we?
You're right, actually. It really is, and I'm learning all about the celebrity business. I guess this is your world, but for me, it's new. That they have a certain time they're allowed to be on, and it can't get replayed. It's a certain contract. So this is a one-time deal. It is not recorded. It is actually going to be a live event where I'm actually doing a co-host. I was interviewed by Michael Strahan. I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. And we really hope, like I said, the community comes out, gets to participate in a really fun, entertaining event that focuses on friendship and inclusion. Again, we all know how important that is right now. Building connections, meeting people that are different than us, and getting to understand them a little bit, because that's really how inclusion in our community is built. And so it's a great event just to have fun, and then hopefully along the way, we get some donations that can actually help us, like I said, continue all that we're doing, because there's a lot of really cool stuff going on at Friendship Circle.
Yeah, this is my friend Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement, who heads up, well, executive director of Friendship Circle of Virginia. And you talk about some of the great things that we've done in the past and some of the great things that are coming up in the future. Do you mind giving everybody a little glimpse into some of the things that we might see going forward?
Absolutely. So I know everything now, we're only virtual now, but like I said, the virtual option has given us a chance to expand. We're starting to work with kids in Northern Virginia and in Fredericksburg and different places where before we had to drive to meet each other. And suddenly now in the virtual world, we get to talk to anyone from anywhere we want. And so We've been, like I said, we mostly do two main programs. One is called Friends at Home, and in the regular world, we normally have a child with a disability paired up with two teenagers without disabilities, and they meet for 1 hour per week in that child's home. And so now during these days where we're virtual, we're having those three kids meeting up every single week online for an hour at a time. And like I said, we've grown to over 100 kids meeting every single week. It's kind of amazing. And then we also have a program called Birthday Circle, which usually celebrates everybody that's part of Friendship Circle, their birthdays in every single month. And we usually do them in different parts of the community, like adaptive horseback riding and climbing and jumping and zoos and all different places in the community. And now we're hosting them online virtually. So we're still partnering with all those organizations and still bringing people together. And hopefully this year, if we are able to, this campaign is going to be a success. We know it will, and we're hoping for it. And we're going to be able to do a lot of other things. We've been delivering things to people's homes, activity packets, and we're hoping to do pink nights where we deliver supplies and then all meet virtually to do the same thing. So there's a lot of exciting opportunities. And like I said, we really need the community's help to make it happen. So we're excited. We're excited that this year is going to be great and new opportunities are going to blossom, even though some have been lost, but we right. know when they were going to get back there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys do great work, and Julia has over the years been part of a number of Friendship Circle events, and I'm always happy to help out in any way that I can. So I want you to remind everybody, Sarah, the date and the time for this celebrity event, but also for those 36 hours, how can they step up to the plate and help out financially?
Thank you. So first of all, Jeff, we know that you are definitely a major part of our organization, and you have your own team. You mentioned about the team. So we have we're fundraising, but then people that are passionate about what we do are also making their own team. So I think you have your own team, right? And you
yes.
can get people to sign up. So if everybody goes to sayfriendship.org/FCVA, on there you can actually see all of the teams that we have, and you can either donate right on that page. You can even donate now. It's available, but we're going to start launching live come Sunday, right mid-afternoon. And everyone can go on there, and they can find your page, and they can find your team on there, too, and donate directly to you, or they can donate to the campaign. And then on Tuesday, hopefully as a celebration that we did it, and we're going to be able to have an awesome year, Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on SaveFriendship.org/FCVA is going to be an exciting live stream all about friendship and inclusion for our community. So we hope that people will tune in, and definitely, if you can donate, like we said, every dollar really matters. So we are really grateful and hopeful that we're going to be able to do this. And I want to give, actually, can I give one shout out?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. We have an amazing Friendship Circle. Aside from doing what we do, we also really work to empower our teenagers that are part of our group. And so we have an amazing teen leadership board that is inclusive. We have people with disabilities and kids without serving on that board. And they have been the shining stars in this campaign. They jumped on it. They got excited. And our teenagers have brought in the most amount of money, made the most amount of teams, are just there. It's so exciting to see the youth today, you know, really engage and care about advocacy and changing the world around them. And they're doing it, not just financially, but they're really doing it by spreading the message of inclusion and friendship. And so I want to give a huge shout out to our team leadership board, because they are rock stars. So hopefully everyone that can go on there will see all the teams we have, pick somebody to donate to or just donate in general, and join us for the live event. And if anybody wants to join Friendship Circle, it's free. So anyone can join us any way they want. They can get on our website, Facebook, Instagram, however they want, and sign up to be a part of our organization. We would love to have you.
Well, I love the wonderful work that Friendship Circle is doing. Sarah, you're always fantastic, and I'm excited about this upcoming event. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for helping us out. And we'll hopefully see you soon at our in-person event one day. But in the meantime, we'll see you on at some point over the next couple of days. And this is gonna be great. So thank you for having me on and sharing this. And I'm looking forward for people to join in, and hopefully we'll get a big turnout.
You betcha. That is Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement. She's the executive director of Friendship Circle. And if you can't hear as you listen to Sarah, why Friendship Circle has been so impressive and accomplished so many things. You need to listen to it again because Sarah is full of energy all the time and such passion and care and love for everybody who's part of our community. So really do appreciate her being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.